Hey! Welcome to This Isn't the Place.
The Utah Dating Podcast.
It's happening. It's happening.
We're here right now.
We're here. Yeah.
We're doing this.
Wow. Good stuff.
So good. I'm so excited.
I'm really excited too. It's going to be great.
There's literally nothing like this on Correct. The interwebs.
Correct. And the fact that we need this is so real.
I could have used this years ago.
Yeah.
No one was there to give it to me.
No. But we are.
But I'll give it to myself.
Anyway.
Anyway.
We're creating this podcast because dating, as we all know, in 2024 is absolutely impossible.
It sucks.
But when you add on the difficulty of dating in Utah, dating culture, dating norms in Utah, it increases the difficulty by like, I'd probably say like a tight 11, 12%, wouldn't you say?
I'd say maybe 13.
Probably 13.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And we figured that we would make a dating podcast because honestly, if you can't laugh through the sucky times.
Why are you doing it? Why are you doing it?
You know, life is hard enough.
Yeah.
Why not have a silly, goofy time?
Yes!
And especially with dating. I mean, you can't help but just laugh at the concept of dating in Utah in 2024/ for the past couple years.
Dude.
But specifically today, here and now.
Yeah.
Just a little bit difficult, but
who's the better people to do it? Like, who's better?
I mean, no. We've got Girly Pop who's got dating experience, Girly Pop who doesn't.
Womp.
Womp.
But I'm not mad.
But, you know, we got to start somewhere. And who better qualified to do this than
us?
Two unqualified, a musical theater degree owner.
Mm-hmm. And an orthodontic assistant. Who works on mouths all day long.
Exactly. I mean, technically, we were bred and born here in Utah.
Sure.
So I think that absolutely qualifies us to speak on this.
I guess that's one point.
Yeah.
That's about it, though.
Yeah. So who is this for, Bailey?
We're doing this for the single ladies.
Yeah.
We're doing this for the taken ladies.
Yep.
We're doing this for the dudes. Yeah. I said it.
I can't believe it.
For the dudes too.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
All of the people in Utah who are dating, this is you. And also people who are like married.
Who are married? Okay, we're gonna be giving like date ideas too.
Yeah. And also.
Go ahead.
You know, when you get married, I don't know. But I've heard from my friends.
Experience.
I got engaged at 19. That's all I can say. We'll get into that later. Anyway. But honestly, when you get married, you kind of miss out on like the single drama.
Oh.
And I mean, if all of your friends are married, you're not getting all of that tea, that hot goss.
Yeah.
From the dating.
No offense to those who are married, but how boring. Oh my gosh.
I mean, we would love to be in your shoes.
Sure.
But
we're not. And we're here right now.
And this is how we're making the best of it.
And I'm not mad.
I think being able to participate in, you know, the tea, the terrible dating stories, the shock, the awe, the embarrassment.
The text messages.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So that's what this is going to be. This is who it's going to be for. So I'm excited.
So exciting.
Bailey, tell a little bit about yourself.
I'm Bailey. I'm 22. 22 years old, live in Utah.
Sorry.
As said before, I'm an orthodontic assistant. Really, that's all. That's
Amazing.
All I do. I love to read, specifically romance books. So actually, I am qualified. I am really qualified to
You have this experience on the page.
100%.
But not on the street.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have it in my head than outside. I know a lot. Anyways, love to read.
She's done a lot.
Love to read. Love to laugh. Really, that's all.
I love it.
I just love to have a good time.
Yeah. That's why we get along so well.
Really.
Silly, truly. Goofy times. It's us.
It's us.
It's us.
The laughs.
The textbook goofy gals.
Megan, tell us about you.
Okay. I'm 25 years young.
Yeah, you are.
I love long walks on the beach.
Yeah, you do.
But I can't participate in those living in Utah. But that's fine. As mentioned before, I've got my bachelor's degree in musical theater.
She's a smart girl.
I know a musical or two. maybe even three, and on the weekends, five. Anyway,
she is the one who will spill out movie scenes.
Yeah.
Like movie music.
Yeah.
And I won't be the one to get it.
But there's no shame in that, right? Okay.
Well,
we'll put a pin in that for later.
Okay.
For group therapy. Yeah, I do flower arranging on the side.
So cool.
I love making jokes, babe.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, man. Is there any other way to suffer through mental illness without making jokes?
No.
I mean... Anywho.
Brutal.
So I think we're just going to dive on in. We're going to have just kind of an order of operations, since this is the first episode, is we're going to do dating stories of the week.
Yeah.
If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma or a bad Utah date, mm-hmm. we want to hear from you from both sides.
Yeah.
Because you may be entitled to compensation or be featured on this podcast.
You could be sitting right here.
Who knows? That'll be awesome. So please send us your stories.
Horror stories.
Dating questions.
Advice.
We'll try to answer them as best we can. We're level-headed people, but also we can kind of go off a little bit. So expect a little bit of a zany answer.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, but send any questions, stories, and all that good stuff to UtahDatingPod@gmail.com. She's got a Gmail address.
She's got a Gmail.
She's official.
She's official.
That's what I'm talking about. So we're going to do dating stories. Then we're going to do a little bit of, talking about the Utah dating culture. And then we're going to dive into our weekly obsessions / what Bailey has deemed the bark meter. More of that later.
Stay tuned.
And then we'll have like a little under construction because Utah... Yeah. There is always construction.
There's never not a cone.
Even
in my way.
When I was like 10 years old, I would recite this joke as if I was like a 40-year-old person who commuted to Lehigh every day from Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, ugh, there's so much construction in Utah. The construction cone should be the Utah flower. And I'm like, ha ha. Now that I think about it, but I'm like a 10-year-old spewing this out.
She was a smart 10-year-old.
She was a kiss up.
Yeah,
what she was. A people pleaser. So
yes.
We're recovering.
It's okay.
Anyway.
Tell me your horrendous date story right now.
Okay. So this dating story, I got put on a double date and it turned horrifically wrong. Let's call this guy's name Eric.
Eric.
Dating story. I got set up on this double date. It was a gal and from my ward and me. And she wanted to go on a date with a guy that she had already gone on multiple dates with. And so she invited me along. So she said, you know what? The guy that I'm going out with, he has got a friend. That's Eric.
Hey,
and... Eric. We figured that like we can all go ice skating together at the Gallivan Center, and it was going to be a fun little winter date, right? So he shows up. I mean, they all show up. And when I say they, it was more than just the two guys. They had brought an additional two dude friends, but there were only two ladies. It was me and my ward friend. So they're driving their mother's Suburban.
No.
Okay. Now, this is,
no.
think back for a second to your childhood
Thinking.
Of Toy Story, I think, 1,
okay.
when they go to Pizza Planet.
Okay.
You know, when they get are like sloshed around in that car.
Yeah.
There were not, like, there was only the middle seat, and then the back seat, there wasn't any in the back of the burb.
Okay.
But we've got, let's see, my ward friend and her date.
Okay.
Me and my date, and then two other dudes.
Okay, so six people total.
So guess what happens?
What?
Me and the girly pop, we go hit it in the trunk. They're like, we don't have any seats for you, so why don't you guys just like lay down in the back?
Excuse me?
They put us in the back of a burb, and...
You're lying.
I am not lying.
Oh.
So these... Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four nincompoops are just futzing around together, and we're driving, and me and my word friend are like, this is so cool. This is
I'm
just
on a date right now.
Amazing. Should
so
I have
cool.
said no right then?
Yeah.
Yes.
But did you?
No, because I'm a what? People pleaser.
That's good.
Thanks. And yeah, so we're we're trying to have a laughy, goofy time. Okay, we're trying to make the best of the situation. We finally get to the Gallivan Center, but we don't get like to the Gallivan Center. We park in a parking garage, probably like 2 or 3 blocks away.
Done.
So we like come crawling out of the trunk, and we walk to the Gallivan Center, and my date like has nothing to do with me the entire time.
Whoa.
He's hanging with his dudes, but my ward friend, I mean, she was having a great time with her date because they had already gone on dates.
Of course.
But he like did not talk to me at all. And I'm
the
like,
audacity.
You were told that this was like a double date.
Okay,
right?
Wait. Okay, wait.
Yeah.
When you rolled out of the car.
Yeah.
Were they like, are you guys okay?
Of course not. If their first thought was, I'm going to make sure I get a seatbelt and the two broads in the back don't. No,
I should have thought.
Also, they were going, I mean, noticeably fast on the freeway.
So they were trying to kill you is what I'm hearing.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. A girl worth fighting for. A girl worth killing for.
A girl worth fighting for.
Anyway.
Anyway. So, that's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And he didn't talk to me the whole date. And I paid for my own ice skates rental.
Of course you did.
Paid for my own hot chalky.
Of course you did.
And yeah, and then I made them make sure that I actually got a seat when we were returning home. And I, you know, I tried to make conversation because that's what I do.
She's a great conversation.
I try to have convos with people. I love chit-chatting and getting to know the nucleus of a person, you feel? Okay?
Mm-hmm. I feel.
And... I mean,
there was nothing.
It was absolutely terrible.
You were talking to a fly.
It was terrible. It was terrible. Yeah.
If you're listening, if that was you, I hope
Eric,
you kick
you
rocks.
Know, you know who you not are.
Yeah.
You know who you're not.
Not Eric. I hope you kick rocks with open-toed shoes.
That is too far, Bailey.
No.
We love them. No, we don't.
No, we
objectively,
don't.
I don't have any feelings. So... That was honestly, I think, one of the top 3 worst dates that I've been on.
Dang.
Just chilling in the back of a burb.
That's insane to like think about.
Yeah.
Like that actually happened.
Yeah.
So as mentioned before, we're a little slim on those dating stories.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. No need to feel bad for me.
More room to improve later.
Yeah.
I'm as Yamiana.
True.
I don't know what I said.
And okay. I'll tell you about one time in high school.
I know. Okay.
It's dating me, I know. I graduated 4 years ago. Anyways.
There will be people listening who being like, those are rookie numbers. I'm even listening to you, and I'm like, that's a rookie number.
I don't know what you mean by that. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, just that's a little baby number.
Oh.
You could be in my shoes and it was 8 years ago.
Hey, I'm halfway there. Anyways, before I get started, there's kind of like a pre-thing we need to talk about.
Oh.
Dating apps.
Oh.
In Utah.
My goodness.
Now we're talking about Mutual. We're talking about Bumble. We're talking Hinge. We're talking...
FarmersOnly.net.
Right.
We're talking ChristianSingles.com.
Yeah. Feet Finder, maybe? I don't know.
Ooh.
And anyways...
Is that how you found your last... Okay.
Anyways.
More on that later.
So I was a wee 17-year-old at the time. Maybe 16.
A wee 17-year-old?
And me and one of my best friends decided to download this app called Mutual.
Oh, no.
Capital M.
Uh-oh.
And we're like, oh, my gosh, this is so fun. Swipe down, swipe up, blah, blah, blah.
Which, quick interjection on Mutual, and this isn't a hit job out on Mutual, okay?
No.
Us Latter-day Saints...
Gotta stand together.
We gotta stand together in Zion.
Yeah.
But I will say I kind of disagree with the concept of them asking or the option to have a temple recommend.
Yeah.
Like listed on your profile. And for peeps who don't know what Mutual is like where members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints go to meet other people from that church. Not that it's only those members,
no,
but there's like very focused questions on that.
That are specifically towards members of the church.
Yes. And so there's a question of like, where did you serve your mission? Or like, did you serve a mission?
Do you want kids?
Yeah. Are you physically active? Which I think is also okay. I don't think that's just specifically
mutual.
It's
not too personal.
No. But asking if you've got an active temple recommend.
That's bonkers.
Again, you can choose to not have it on your profile, but why are we having it on there in the first place?
Yeah, there's literally no reason for it. Like, it's not a, like a
I just disagree with it. Yeah.
I think it's inappropriate.
Anyway, Mutual, people, if you're watching this, please sponsor us, even though we just took a shat on you. I'm so sorry.
I'm not. Anyway, scrolling through Mutual, and this cute guy comes up. Okay, yeah. We'll name him.
Who should we name him?
Let's name him Isaac.
Ooh.
Okay, Isaac.
Nice.
I'm like, shoot. Isaac's cute, man.
Oh.
Okay, so we swipe up. He messages me first. Yeah. He goes, when she's 3 feet tall. Because when I first set it up, I never put in my height. Because I was, you know, still a beginner. So
oh,
I
no.
didn't fill out half of the right information. And I go, I've seen bigger.
No.
Yeah.
Bailey.
Yeah. Oh, do you guys know what Yubo is? Do you know what Yubo is?
No. Yubo and the three strings? Oh, no, that was Kubo.
I don't know.
Kubo and the two strings. I never watched that. I only know. Anyway.
Not that.
Not that.
It's like this worldly thing where you can just swipe for friends instead of dating.
What?
And so me and my friend did this all throughout high school.
I don't know what this is. Why didn't you do it for me?
Because I didn't know you back then.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Anywho, I'm like, yeah, I've seen bigger, meaning something. And he's like,
innuendo.
Wow. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
damn, Beshy, damn.
That's not what I meant.
Cool your jets, bae.
And I sat there. I'm like, you're so right. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He was talking about my height, that I was 3 feet tall.
Wow.
Humiliating. So then we got Snapchats.
Yeah.
We, you know, exchanged info. And then the next year comes around. We've stopped talking. Don't hear from him again. And I'm on, where was I? I think it was Hinge. Okay. I saw him. I'm like, oh, shoot. He's still on here. And so I swiped up. It's a match. I know.
Oh, no.
He wanted the 3 feet girl. It's like, and I text him. I'm like, would you look who it is?
Do you remember me?
Dude. And guess what? I didn't get a response.
What? That is
so obviously,
tragic.
Obviously, he forgot about me.
Yeah.
But we still keep in touch on Snapchat.
For real?
And by keeping in touch.
What do you talk about?
I mean, we see each other's stories and that's all.
Oh, okay.
But. Yeah.
I was going to say, if you're having like an actual conversation,
no.
I can't imagine it being more of like, remember when you accidentally put 3 foot
and you height? Thought it was something else? Yeah.
LOL.
Be like, yeah.
Let's talk again in 6 months and reminisce about the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But I keep seeing him on all these different apps. I'm like, are you looking for me?
Have you been searching for me?
I think you have.
That's the cutest meet cute if you.
Dude. Dude, I know. Imagine it if we got married.
I could see it.
And we can like post the screenshot
Isaac.
On our like wedding thing.
Yeah.
So
oh my goodness.
So good. So good. If I can find it, we'll put it on the green screen.
Okay.
I'll give you the little conversation that we have.
Our makeshift green screen. Yeah. I love it.
We're so DIY. Yeah.
Anyways. I love that.
So that was just a little tiny snippet of
wow. Your dating history.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Delightful.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Well.
Then I'll stop talking in just a second. But I re-downloaded Hinge earlier and today took some bomb photos at Lagoon.
Oh dear.
With a corn dog and posted that on my Hinge and we're getting likes.
Yeah, we are.
And so.
Because you're a hot piece, babe. Yeah.
And so I screenshotted like the messages that I was going to send because they're so freaking funny.
Of course.
So maybe we can talk about that.
Okay. I'm down.
No, let's talk about you.
Okay. Let's also talk about the, I think this is also a 2024 thing, but I think specifically in Utah, instead of like going on a date or asking somebody out on a date, you just hang out.
Do you want to hang out?
Oh my gosh. Kill me.
Do you want to hang out?
No. I want to go on a date.
Are you going to buy me a rose?
I want to be wined and dined, babe.
No.
I don't want to just hang out.
Okay. Okay. Quick rant.
Going ahead.
I have this friend and he liked this girl and he would ask her to hang out as a date. Okay. Then he would text our group chat and he'd be like, hey, we're doing this. You guys should all come.
To me, I think there is no greater disservice than when you're actually interested in somebody and you just ask them to hang out.
And when it's a whole group of people who are already friends.
Yeah, because then you're just putting them on the outs.
Yes!
Then you're just putting them on the outs. Now,
I will say
there it's different between you're getting to know somebody and to see if like you guys vibe.
Yeah, but you can't call it a date.
But you cannot call that a date. Because literally a date is getting to know someone.
Not getting to know your group.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah.
It's got to be, a date has got, let's redefine what a date is. Okay. It's got to be planned.
Planned.
You've got to be paired off.
If it's not planned.
I can't believe I just said paired off. That feels so.
You're so that girls
feels,
camp.
That feels so girls camp.
Kay Laurel leader.
I.
Kay Bishop's wife.
No, I honestly paired off. Did you guys pair off?
Did you pair off?
My gosh, I just aged myself 45 years.
Disgusting.
Oh my goodness. Planned.
Paired off.
And I think, well, what's the third P? I don't know.
P. Planned.
Paid.
We found it.
Paid.
Planned.
But dates can also include that you're not paying for something.
You got to pay for parking sometimes.
Okay. All right. We can. Okay. The three P's, folks.
Okay.
It's not a date.
Go ahead.
Planned. Paid for. Paired off. The three P's.
Mm-hmm.
If we're wrong, let us know.
But we're not.
That's.
I agree.
I'm tired of the group hangouts.
I'm so tired of it.
You know what? Can we just?
Because then,
yeah.
Everyone's like, "Did you see so and so being with so and so all night?
Oh my goodness!
Did you see the way so and so looked at her?
Here's the thing. There is no greater place for hot tea and hot goss than a Sunday munch and mingle.
The
or a linger longer.
Go crazy.
Those go nuts.
I hate them all.
Because it's always like, who is sitting next to who?
Yeah.
Did you go on any dates Friday/Saturday?
What'd you do last night?
Right. Who'd you do last night? Oh.
Get wrecked.
No. But
maybe.
That's, I mean, it's also like the perfect place. I think I'll speak for myself. The perfect place for my anxiety to just go through the roof because I'm automatically assuming so many things, which is wrong. Like I'm assuming based on how they gave, you know, a spare plate to another girl. Obviously, he's obsessed with her.
Obviously, he's in love.
If they're sitting at the same table, if like they talked to each other and said, hey,
met the parents.
They have shopped for rings at Shane Co.
Mm-hmm.
on the corner of 7200 South and State Street. Open weekdays till late, Saturdays till 5, and closed Sundays online at shaneco.com.
Quick shout out. That brings us to today's sponsor, Shaneco.
Honestly, I think that's kind of, actually, let's think about this. If you were to ask somebody, are you from Utah? And they were to say, yeah, I'm from Utah. What would be the test? To me, I would do the Shane Co. test. I would be, where's Shane Co. located? And if you didn't say at the corner of 7200 South and State Street, open weekdays to light, Saturdays to 5 and close Sundays,
you're not
online at ShaneCo.com, you're not a Utah. You don't know what fry sauce is. Mm-mm. You don't know what
State Street is.
You don't know what State Street is. You don't know what's hopping on State Street.
You don't know the makeout places.
Squaw Peak.
Potato Hill.
Suncrest Overlook.
I know there's someone there right now.
There is absolutely. It's Friday night.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You could do, how do you make really good fry sauce?
Oh, yeah. What are the ingredients for fry sauce?
And if you don't say ketchup, mayo, pickle juice.
Right. Pickle juice.
Right. Yeah.
Pickle juice is the key ingredient.
Let's talk about some dating spots that, or dating ideas that you can do. That you can implement in the next week.
It's not just ice cream in a movie.
Oh my goodness. Okay, you guys.
A little drive.
We have to get real for a second. Can I get real?
Yeah, girl, you can get real.
Thanks. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. We have to stop with the ice cream and the 45-minute interview date, okay?
Mm.
It's not a good look.
No.
I know it's what we do because it's cheap. Depending on where you go. If you're going to Cold Stone, that's kind of higher up. But if you're just going for like a basic, like a really basic ice cream cone, or Leatherby's. Leatherby's is also like pretty high up.
Oh, yeah. Cold Stone and Leatherby's are like lugs.
For sure. And you're like grilling each other on these questions.
How uncomfortable.
Oh, my goodness. We have to stop.
It's boring me right now.
Yeah.
It's boring me.
We gotta change that. So this is my idea for a date.
Give it for to you me.
All. So go to Hobby Lobby.
Mm.
I know. The girly pops get it. The men might not, but that's okay. But the girly pops
Hobby,
do.
Well, Hobby Lobby is for the shoddies.
It's for the shoddies. You go to Hobby Lobby. You go get like a little wood box, a wood like bird feeder, a wood birdhouse. Really any wood bird paraphernalia, and you pick up some paint,
a big word.
And you do a little, thanks, and you do a little craft night.
That's so cute. A little Mod Podge.
Yeah,
moment.
Yeah. Or even like get some beads from Hobby Lobby. Honestly, all date ideas should start at Hobby Lobby. No, this is not sponsored, but we'd like it to be.
Hey, Hobby.
Because you can make like cute little like bracelets for each other.
A t-shirt?
Oh my goodness, you can
you
do
could
t-shirts?
Sew little, like patches on it. That's
yeah,
cute.
That's cute. That's cute. Really cute.
There's endless options.
You could frame a photo. I'm kidding.
You could make a dress together. I don't know. Make
oh
a little
my goodness.
Hot pad.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
For your future kitchen.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah, that's cute. Yeah.
You guys. Okay, so that's my idea. Okay. That's how we're going to step up our dating game.
Okay, I have two.
Oh, whoa.
This first one might be controversial. I know.
Okay.
Lagoon.
For a first date?
Maybe not our first date, but like...
Okay.
Maybe like if you've been dating like a month-ish.
Okay. No, okay. Yeah. No, that's fine.
Okay.
Because that's fine.
The one thing I don't want to see at Lagoon is two people macking in
line. Oh my goodness.
If I see that, I will literally pants you. I'm so tired of
it. Here's the thing. So many people do that. And like, do we have to do it at these... very special places?
No.
Like Lagoon?
No.
Like a church parking lot?
No.
Like the temple parking lot?
She's
I
guilty.
Will be the first to say, we have to stop. We must stop.
Dude.
So, okay.
Dude.
No, that would be a cute date idea.
That'd be cute. My second date idea is go to Bath & Body Works, rename the scents. Go into a candle shop and say, this smells like you when you're 50 years old. This smells like you on Wednesday, March 3rd.
Yeah. Yep.
Just like rename stuff
and
put a date to things.
Yeah.
I think that would be so fun.
Or go to Bath & Body Works, get a candle that you guys like, take off the wrapper of it.
Cute.
And then like paint on it.
Oh my God.
And then light it for date nights.
That's so
slay. Or like
slay.
When you're watching a movie.
So slay.
That would be pretty cute.
That's so slay.
That would be pretty cute.
Okay, what about this date? Yeah. What if you go to Hobby Lobby, you get some fabric to make a blanket.
Already in love.
You tie little knots on the blanket.
Oh.
Go to Bath & Body Works.
Yeah.
Do the candle thing.
Yep.
There you go.
Date night.
Bomb.
Boop, 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 boop. We solved it. Bye. Also, I really want to interject, and I just want to poll the audience here. Anybody remember the sweet pea scent from Bath & Body Works? I think it's still floating around. But raise your hand if you have been personally victimized by that scent. I mean, I feel like that's the scent of a generation.
Oh, for sure. Like the generation right below my mom.
Below your mom?
Below my mom.
No.
So not millennials.
Actually, no.
Yeah,
I would agree with
right.
you. I would agree with you. It's sweet pea underneath your mom's generation.
Yeah.
Japanese cherry blossom. That was the cusp of millennial Gen X.
Definitely.
But also like the, what was it? It was the hot pink. No. Yeah, the hot pink scent. Y'all remember
hot
that?
Pink?
It was like in like a square bottle.
Oh, from
and
pink?
I would like douse myself in it in middle school.
From pink?
No, it was like the knockoff version.
I don't remember.
Or like there was like a scent like La Vida Loca.
Oh.
By like Pink or something. Girl, if I smelled that, I couldn't. I
Harajuku girls. Did you ever have those?
What?
Is that the right one? Harajuku?
What the cuss is that?
They're like these little dolls, but it's perfume.
No.
And I had the blonde one. Oh, so good.
What?
Look it up. It's so good.
That's a little wild. Also, I'm going to also interject while we're talking about scents and shiz.
Scents.
Let's talk to the gentleman for a second.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, you have the unique opportunity of smelling so good because your guys' cologne sticks with us, imprinted on our minds, on our memories. I mean, literally, if you did...
Not to be a creepo or anything.
Go ahead.
Name a guy I've smelled before and I'd be like, he smells like this.
Right. We remember it. Mm-hmm. We remember it and we love that shiz. Mm-hmm. So pardon me if I say, what if we found something other than Axe body spray? Okay. Because I'll tell you, when I smell a guy who, like, the waft of Axe body spray
holy
hits me,
shiz.
It reminds me of going to middle school, and we had so many kids in our middle school, but it was kind of, I mean, it was decently small. The hallways were decently small.
Okay.
And so what they would do, the youths, I was one of them, but I was like 4.0 student, so I wasn't among this crowd. And they would zip tie. Did anybody else have problems with this?
And
but they
bombs?
Would zip tie the axe, and they would do an axe bomb.
Yeah.
And they would chuck it in the middle of like a really congested hallway. And holy cow!
Those
I mean,
young men.
We
deacons.
It's the deacons. It was absolutely deacons.
It was for sure.
It was the deacons. Don't remind me of that bad memory.
Okay.
Because it would just smell. So bad because you know how much stuff is in there?
Dude.
I mean, wow.
My nose hairs are burning this moment because I can remember the smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a no. So, you know, invest in yourself, gentlemen. Get yourself a scent.
We all deserve self-care.
Yeah.
We all do.
And that absolutely counts. Get yourself a little signature scent.
Yeah.
And I honestly, I feel like the greatest compliment you can give a gal is like, you smell so good.
I got a compliment once at Institute, and I'm like...
An Insta-cute? Stop.
So we're married, right?
That's so cute.
And I did smell bomb that day.
Love that. A Tinder Mercy.
Tinder Mercy.
That's really what the name of this podcast should have been. Tinder Mercies.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay, we're going to get into our weekly obsessions / our bark meter. Oh my goodness. Would you like to explain the bark meter?
I'd love to explain the bark meter.
Okay, amazing.
So... When I see, I'm going to objectify men real fast. When I see a hot man.
You guys have done it for hundreds of years. Thousands, if not.
Give me a break.
Give us 10 seconds.
Okay? You can get over it. A bark meter. If I see someone hot, someone, you know, like you're good looking.
Mm-hmm.
I will bark. And I mean, not at you, but like.
In private when she's telling me.
In private, yeah. Yeah. So, you want to see my bark meters?
Yeah, what made you bark this week? Oh.
Do you know,
yep.
Do the viewers out there know who Austin Mahome is?
When you were showing me the other day, I thought it was like, oh yeah, that's the person who plays on the Chiefs with with Travis Kelce. No, that's Patrick Mahomes.
You idiot.
I know.
This is Austin Mahomes.
Oh.
Okay. He has a song and it goes as followed.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's literally called yeah. Really good one. Go ahead and give it a listen. Wow. Anyways, I haven't seen him in years. Okay. He like fell off the face of the planet.
Yeah.
This man, okay, drops photos of him in a cowboy photo shoot.
I mean,
I'm gone.
A bark is imminent.
A bark is coming. I can feel it. Okay. We're just putting it on green screen,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Hopefully that works. Oh.
I'm done.
Not the handkerchief. Can I be the handkerchief?
It's just the for hands. A moment. Let's go to the next one.
Bop. Bop, bop, bop.
The barks are coming.
Okay. Okay. How would you put all of that together in a bark?
Let me like brew it up real fast.
Yeah. She's cooking.
It's given. The third photo is of Harry Styles' arm.
Okay. I'm going to say something.
No, I'm salivating. It's so good.
I'm going to say something.
No. We have to dissect this photo.
I mean, it's a good-looking forearm.
Yeah, but the also, pants, the shoes, the tattoo.
Also, I never got into One Direction. I never got into it, and I feel like it's too late for me.
It is.
I never understood it. I never...
What can you not understand? Four?
I think the only boy band that I got obsessed with, and by obsessed with, I mean played this single song on repeat, would sing it to myself after I broke up with one of the middle school boyfriends that I had.
Rest in peace.
Was Amnesia by 5 Seconds of Summer. That goes hard. Goes so hard.
We listened to that at work.
Ugh.
And when I tell you I'm in this person's mouth, this song's playing in my head. I'm like, oh, yeah. Some memories. Oh, that was such a hard breakup. Like, it was so hard. Like, I put myself in that darn tootin' song.
It's too good.
It's so good.
It's too good.
5 Seconds of Summer.
But I never got into it. I was into like the totally nerdy, dorky dudes.
I was not.
And that has since changed. But I was totally into that. I didn't understand the Jonas Brothers.
Okay, I didn't
understand Five Sauce. I didn't understand One Direction.
Wait, what about the Vamps?
No. I didn't get it. I thought that sexy was a swear word.
It is.
Until I was probably 14. I thought that smelling coffee was a sin.
Mm-hmm.
So excuse me if I say that I was not salivating or allowed to salivate over
my glands are filling up
these boy bands. I
would probably to this day still lay my life down. Like if anyone, oh my gosh, if I got the chance to do literally anything with them. Yeah. Hard yes, period. Yes.
Yeah.
On the topic of boy bands.
Yeah.
When I was
14, when I was yesterday years old.
Snake. When I was probably 14 or 15, my friend gave me a birthday present. Okay. Guess what that present was?
What?
It was a Luke Hemmings pillowcase.
Stop.
She knew I was gonna go wild. She knew I was gonna
go crazy.
Question.
Here's my question. How did the parents react? Like, how are parents supposed to function when you're actively like, oh my gosh, they're so hot? I feel like I would get smacked outside of the head in my house.
I think my mom, I don't know. My mom was probably like,
get it, girl.
Okay. Slay. Bye bye.
I could never.
I don't know.
Wow.
Slay, Jenny.
Slay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I put that pillowcase on every night. Okay? Yeah.
You put it on?
You'll never know. And I slept with that thing every night. Every night.
Whoa.
Okay? Barely washed it because our scents mixed together, you know. There's nothing that will compare. calling myself out here. Yeah, I did kiss him goodnight.
You did it.
That was my first kiss, was Luke Hemmings on my pillowcase. Now he's married. Someone's got to kiss me goodnight.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I am a girly pop.
Dude.
Who had strawberry shortcake sheets. And the concept that you were
S-L-U grinding against T. a pillow. Yeah. Every night. That's all I knew how to do.
In the morning,
do.
I'll see you soon.
You'll be here when I get back, right?
You were incredible.
I hope you'll write your next song about me. Because that was incredible.
Do you honestly feel like you have a better emotional connection to him?
Oh, for sure.
Now?
Oh.
Where's that pillowcase, Bailey?
Bailey, where's that pillowcase? Under my bed right now. I think it's under my bed.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm not mad about it.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, my gosh. I hate myself for it because I've put myself into...
Why? Why, like, would people get in the way of true love?
I don't know.
How would we ever do that? It cannot be stopped.
My first love is gone. But I put myself in this position of like, yeah, like we're actually banging right now. Like, Luke Hemmings is my boyfriend. We are getting married in 10 years.
You know,
look out for the invitation. Anyways,
now we're gonna get into under construction.
Under construction. Yeah.
Advice column.
Advice.
We sent this to our group chat, and here are the two questions that we have selected for this week. How do you get a date?
Don't ask me that, because I don't know.
Let me take
it,
kid.
Go ahead.
Okay, I think in Utah, first and foremost, we're already dealing with I think in 2024... we've been dealing with the problem of like, oh, men are supposed to ask on the first date. Like, men are supposed to initiate. Mm-hmm. That's a very old-fashioned, very outdated mindset to have. But in Utah, we're still dealing with that. Like, oh, it would be improper. Like, that's just not what you do. But I'll tell you what. We're not in pioneer days anymore.
That's so hard.
We're not wearing bonnets. Sure, we might wear a bonnet when we go on trek. More on that later. But we're not doing that on the regular. So ask a cute guy out. I think this week's challenge is, if you haven't gone on a date recently, ask somebody out on a date. I know that everybody feels this way of like, nobody ever asks me out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm tired of not going on dates.
Mm-hmm.
Ask somebody out on a date. Change it up. Let's be a force for good, folks.
Yeah, man.
And ask somebody out.
Or Charlie Puth.
Yeah. And also accept that dating is just hard. I mean, even the pioneers had bad dates.
Dude.
Even the pioneers had bad dates.
And look at us. We're here now. Yeah. We've come from pioneers.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for going on that
Thank
date.
You so much. Yeah. So please send us your questions and your terrible dating stories or good ones. Mostly the bad ones. But we'll hear all of the dating stories and send it to utahdatingpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, girl.
And
follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
So good.
We're starting that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, swipe right.
Live right.
And stay out of trouble, Utah.
Bye.